Hello, my name is Helen Wilkinson, and I will be leading you through a meditation on one of the events in the life of Jesus that took place just before his crucifixion, on the day that Christians now call Maundy Thursday. With the coronavirus, we're now used to washing our hands really thoroughly. In Jesus' day, feet were a bigger problem. People's feet got dirty when they walked on dusty roads to get to where they were meeting. The job of the foot washer was regarded as a really menial job. It was the sort of job that nobody wants to do. You might have been to a motorway services, and if you were using the facilities, you might have seen someone in an overall cleaning the toilets. Well, foot washing in Jesus' day was a little like that. The job that no one wanted. And yet in this story, it is Jesus himself who chooses to be the foot washer. Jesus, the rabbi, teacher and leader, who chooses to leave the dining table, to bend down and to wash and dry the feet of his disciples. Jesus, you see, took the job of the servant, the slave, the job regarded as the lowest of the low, in order to serve his friends. Today we're going to wash not dirty feet, but dirty hands. And as we listen to this Maundy Thursday story of Jesus and his disciples, we're going to act it out together. This reflection works well in pairs, but you can do it as a slightly larger group if you like. But before we get going, there's a few things that you're going to need. I'm going to ask you to collect some items together from round your house. A good place to assemble them might be on your kitchen table. First, listen to the following instructions. Then I'll ask you to pause this recording as you gather everything together. Begin by taking off your jacket or thick jumper and put on an apron or overall. You might have one that you use for art or science at school, or for cooking. Any of these would be ideal. Once you're ready for action, collect together a large basin or washing up bowl. Find a jug and put water in it, or reuse an old bottle filled with water from the tap. Now find a tray, bowl, flower pot or bucket and collect soil or sand in it from the garden or some rubbish from your bin. You also need a towel. An old tea towel will do. And finally, you'll need some paper along with writing and drawing materials. So, collect your items, an overall or apron, an empty basin, a jug of with water in it, a container with dirt or soil in it, a towel and writing and drawing equipment. Pause this recording and restart it once you're ready. Hello again. Now that you have everything ready, decide who is going to do what. One person needs to be the one who will pour the water and use the towel. Everyone else needs to have dirty hands. Decide who is going to do what, and if you're the dirty hands person, get your hands good and dirty. Now, we're ready. So listen as I read through the story from John's Gospel, chapter 13, in the New Living Translation. As I read, I'm going to pause every so often to give you a job to do that will help you to engage with what is happening. In the story, one of Jesus' disciples and close friends, called John, remembers what happened when Jesus and his disciples gathered together to celebrate the Jewish Passover supper on the night before he died. Together they were eating their supper, but somewhere along the line they had forgotten to do a much needed job. No one had thought to wash their feet, which were dirty from the dusty roads. John chapter 13. Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. It was time for supper, And the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Place your dirty hands over the empty bowl. Pour water into your basin or bowl to get the dirt off. Give the hands a good rub and clean them with the water. Soap hadn't been invented then. Think about how it feels to have your dirt washed away. And if you're the one doing the washing, think about what that feels like as you pour water over dirty hands. Then Jesus began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. Dry the wet hands with the towel. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will." "No," Peter protested, "you will never wash my feet." Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you don't belong to me." Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and my head as well, Lord, not just my feet." Jesus replied, "A person who has bathed all over does not need to wash, except for the feet, to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you." For Jesus knew who would betray him. That is what he meant when he said, "Not all of you are clean." After washing their feet, Jesus put on his robe again and sat down. "Put down all your equipment, take off your overall and sit down." Jesus asked, "Do you understand what I am asking? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them." How did it feel? Can I ask you, how did it feel to do all of that? Now I'm going to ask you to swap roles and to do it again and see if you notice any difference between being the one who does the washing or the person who is being washed. I'll read the story again, though you might need to pause the recording first in order to get some more water and to clean your dirty bowl. John chapter 13. Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave the world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. It was time for supper, and the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Place your dirty hands over the empty bowl. Pour water into your basin or bowl to get the dirt off. Give the hands a good rub and clean. You'll need the water. Soap hadn't been invented then. Think about how it feels to have all your dirt washed away. And if you're the one doing the washing, think about what it feels like as you pour water over dirty hands. Then Jesus began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. Now dry the wet hands with the towel. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will." "No," Peter protested, "you will never wash my feet." Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you don't belong to me." Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and my head as well, Lord, not just my feet." Jesus replied, "A person who has bathed all over does not need to wash, except for the feet, to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you." For Jesus knew who would betray him. That was what he meant when he said, "Not all of you are clean." After washing their feet, Jesus put on his robe again and sat down. "Put down all your equipment, take off your overall and sit down." Jesus asked, "Do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth. Slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them." Peter objected to being washed. "Which job did you prefer? Did you mind being washed? Or was it harder to wash others? Did it feel good to be clean? Did you like helping someone else?" Jesus said that he washed his friend's feet as an illustration to show that his followers should help and serve others. How do you feel about being a servant and helping others? What about the dirty jobs that no one else wants to do? Write or draw any thoughts you have about this reflection. Then I'd like to invite you to write two lists. One that has on it the names of people that you serve. The other, the names of the people who serve and help you. Give thanks to God for all the people on these two lists and ask God to bless them. The passage ended with Jesus saying, "Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them." Thank you, Lord God, for your promise of blessing. Amen.